Welcome. You are listening to a special recording of stories produced by students at Rosemary Anderson High School, New Columbia Campus, and North Campuses in collaboration with Delphine, instructor of audio production at the school. I'm Nick, aka Nikki D, and I'm a student here at Rosemary Anderson. I'll be one of your hosts, along with your boy Ice.
What's up? I'm Ice. I'm also a student at Rosemary Anderson, and I am excited to share with you some of the stories our peers have recorded. Over 10 weeks, we practiced recording, interviewing, editing, and news production for radio. We picked topics that interested us and discussed them amongst ourselves or interviewed others, both in their schools and in the community.
This very first story is about love that comes from the North Campus. Imani walked around the school with a few peers and his teacher, Al, as sound engineer to find out from both adults and youth their thoughts about what love is and how it feels to love somebody.
And here is Imani with What is Love?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
So we would like to know, what is love to you?
Love is something where you choose to unconditionally care for someone, support someone, protect them in spite of themselves. So it doesn't matter what they do, you choose to love.
And that is Mr. Alberti for y'all. This is Christian. What is love to you?
Not ish.
That's it. All right, thank you very much. This is Steve. We have Steve right now. We're just wondering, what is love to you?
What is love? Oh, that's pretty deep. That's kind of a deep question to be asking right now. I'm going to have to think about that one.
Is there anybody in your life that you love?
My mother, my kids, my significant other, my partner, which is my fiance, who is my girlfriend also.
You are in love now, right now.
I think so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, we have Rafa right here. What is love to you, sir?
Love to me is full of sadness.
We have Diego right here. What is love to you?
Love is something that you really can't explain, and sometimes it's never meant to be.
We have Dior here. Have you ever loved somebody in your life?
Yes.
Who was it?
My husband.
How long have you loved him?
Since I was 17.
Thank you very much. We have David over here. What is love to you?
Love. It's a four-letter word. L-O-V-E. I mean, if you have a side... It's not love. But if you have a committed relationship, she does stuff for you, you do stuff for her. That's love.
Have you ever been in love?
No.
So we have Camille here. What is love to you?
Oh, it's deep, it's understanding, it's kindness and compassion and forgiveness and all sorts of stuff. It's love.
Have you ever loved someone?
Yeah.
Would you mind describing who?
Well, I love a lot of people, and I love a lot of things, actually. So I love my husband the most. I love my dog the second most. I love my nephews, my grandma, my friends. I love cheeseburgers. I love sunshine. I love lots of things.
Do you love happiness?
Sure, yeah.
So we have Jeremiah here. What is love to you?
Love. Man, that's hard. That's a hard question. Love could be a lot of things, but it's also clueless.
Have you ever loved someone?
Well, I love my mom, my dad, but no, never.
Do you plan on falling in love in the future?
Oh, yes, yes.
We have Armando. Armando, what is love to you?
What is love? Well, I heard that God is love, perhaps. So if God exists, perhaps he's love.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, I still am in love.
Who do you love?
My wife.
How long have you been loving her?
Many years. I'd have to do the math. More than 20 years.
You got any stories of good love?
Well, yes. Meet the right person. If you're talking about that type of love, meet the right person.
What does it feel like to be in love?
Probably the best feeling that's out there. So, it's a very unique feeling. Caring about somebody more than you care about yourself, I guess. That's a good definition.
We have Bartels here. What is love to you?
Love is, I think I heard Mr. Montaño talking about caring more about others than you do yourself, or being willing to do for others, not because there's something in it for you, but because it's the right thing to do, because you care about people.
We got the love man over here. So, what is love to you?
Love to me is treating someone with respect and a certain amount of attitude and aggression that you would want to be treated back unto you.
Have you ever been in love?
I don't want to speak on that.
Spit us a few bars of your favorite love song.
A few bars of my favorite love song? All right, this is Adoring, this old. Baby, these lips can't wait to taste your skin, baby.
We have Danasia here. What is love to you?
Love. Good food. That's what love is.
Have you ever been in love?
I have, with pizza.
We have Heather. What is love to you?
What is love to me? Wow. I need to think about this. I'm on the spot. I can't do this right now.
We would like to know what is love to you. We have Barbara here.
That's a really complicated question. But the first thing that came into my head was a sense of family. And to me, that doesn't necessarily mean blood family, because I think the people I work with are also my family, and that I come from a big family, though. So I would have to say it's love is kind of like a shared feeling or belief in something.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
We have Heather once again. What is love to you?
That is a difficult question, because I think love is a big thing. It's not just like easily answered in one sentence or two. But I feel like love is a choice to, it's a choice. Like, you don't necessarily feel like loving someone all the time, especially when you have like brothers or sisters or your parents drive you crazy. But you choose to love them, you know, because they're a part of your life. And
have you ever been in love?
Yes, I have.
What does it feel like to be in love?
It feels pretty amazing.
Are you still in love?
Maybe.
Thank you very much. We got my man Joel right here. What is love to you?
Love is, to me, love is not expecting anything. Not setting expectations. Love is giving. And the thing is, as human beings, what I'm learning is we need to stop taking and we need to do more giving, which to me, that's what love's about. And love, the more you give, the more you're going to feel good about yourself. So that's my answer to love.
Thank you very much. We got my main Kane here. So we would like to know, what is love to you?
What is love? Yeah. Loyalty, trust.
Have you ever been in love?
Mm-hmm. I'm in love right now with my kids.
We got Val here.
Love is attention, affection. It's money. It's hugging. It's kissing. It's holding. And it, I'm just joking, man. Love is a wonderful thing.
Have you ever been in love?
It's none of your business. I have.
Do you love someone?
Yes. I love me very, very much.
Are you still in love?
All with myself all the time.
We have Suzanne.
Yes,
hi. We would like to know, what is love to you?
Wow, that's a really big question. What is love? It's completely giving yourself without wanting anything in return. Your return is giving, and you just feel that unending happiness.
Have you ever been in love?
Absolutely. I'm still in love right now.
How does it feel to be in love?
It's different than anything you've ever felt. It's amazing. It can change anything.
We have Nathan here. What is love to you?
Okay, love is that indescribable feeling that you have for someone. Like, literally cannot describe it.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes.
What does it feel like?
Just warm fuzziness.
We have Mr. Thomas here. We would like to know, what is love to you?
Love is complex. Love is being able to love someone past their looks. Love is being able to be a friend consistently. And then love is just life.
How does it feel like to be in love?
Staying connected with your partner for, in my case, almost 4 decades is work, but it's rewarding. The beauty you saw in youth fades, but the life that was spoken into each other in the youth is still vibrant.
We have Relena. What is love to you?
Love is when you could be yourself around that person. And love is when you could take your own life for that person.
We have Damo here. What is love to you?
Love to me is like the sea. It can be shallow, it can be deep, it can be clear, it can be cloudy. That's love to me.
Have you ever been in love?
Yes, I have.
What does it feel like to be in love?
I can say that it's a feeling that you never felt before. It creeps up on you. And sometimes it can come out of nowhere. Sometimes it can be love at first sight or getting to know the person and then growing feelings for them.
We got Marquis here.
Love is between two people. That's all. I don't know nothing about love.
Have you ever been in love?
Well, twice I've been in love. I miss that. I miss her. Damn.
Do you plan on falling in love again?
Hell no.
You are listening to a special recording of stories produced by students at Rosemary Anderson High School. I'm Nikki D, and I'm here with your boy Ice.
Hey, I'm Ice. Thank you to Mon and his crew for his story about what is love. Next, we will turn to a story about youth smoking cigarettes and weed. Anita, Jade, and some of their peers walk around the neighborhood to find out what the adults who live and work in the community think about young people smoking. They started by asking Lanya, the outgoing principal of the new Columbia campus, her thoughts.
Here's Anita and Jade.
Oh God, I'm nervous. Okay.
Okay, how do you feel about kids our age smoking?
Smoking what? Like, are you talking about cigarettes or just weed?
Both.
So what do I think about students smoking weed? I think it's like a normal, natural thing to do if you're a teen. However, when it gets in the way of school and work, that's when it's a problem.
Okay. Would you let your teenage kid smoke?
Hmm.
Yeah, what you do with a daughter?
Difficult question. I think, let's see, my daughter is almost 5 right now, so hard to imagine, but I feel like she'll probably do it at some point, but I don't want her to do it every day, and I would want her to be safe, and certainly not in, well, in my house. I don't know. This is a hard question for me to ask. Like, for example, when I was in high school, someone who was like a pothead and smoked all the time, like maybe smoked once a day. But I feel like now it's all like skewed, right? Like a lot of people that smoke all the time. They're always high. So I think the problems have gotten worse.
Okay. Do you think that most of the teenage population smokes?
Yes. I think most of the adult population does too.
Okay. Thank you. How do you feel about kids our age smoking?
No, definitely not. What's your age?
16, 17, 18,
Okay, no.
Would you let your teenage kid smoke?
My teen? No. No.
Do you think that our most teenage population smokes?
Not really. No. No, I don't.
How do you feel about kids our age smoking?
Smoking what?
Like weed or cigarettes and...
How old are you? 17? I feel like... Well, when you say your age, what range group are you talking about? Because I kind of feel like it kind of differs a little bit getting a little older. But I feel like if anything is harmful to you, and that anything you put into your body, and whether it's food, whether it's smoke, whether it's negative thoughts, anything, if you ponder it and you look over it and say, hey, this is more negative than positive, you shouldn't do it. I don't care what that is.
Will you let your teenage kids smoke?
No. But, I mean, no, I wouldn't let them smoke, no.
Do you think that the most of the teenage population smokes?
Ooh. I think it differs between weed and cigarettes, but most of them, I would have to say no. But I believe there's a high percentage.
Okay. How do you feel about kids our age smoking? Weed or, like, cigarettes or...
How old are you guys?
17, 16.
I mean... Probably not the greatest idea on the regular, but I don't know. How do you guys feel about you got kids your age smoking?
They grown, they do, they want it.
Yeah. I don't know. It just depends on, you know, what you want to do in your future.
Will you let your teenage kids smoke?
I wouldn't encourage my teenage kids to smoke, but if they did, I wouldn't murder them. I mean, I wouldn't be particularly pleased, but they wouldn't be like grounded for life or anything.
Do you think that most of the teenage population smokes?
No. I think a pretty big percentage probably smokes or will smoke because now it's legal and a little easier to get access to, but no, I don't think that the majority of kids smoke.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
How do you feel about kids our age smoking?
No good. Smoking what?
Weed, cigarettes.
No, it's no good. Somebody my age is no good smoking.
You look hot.
Be quiet. I wish I was.
Would you let your teenage kid smoke?
No. But they're gonna do it regardless. I'd rather them do it at home, you know, in the house.
Right.
But, you know.
Do you think that most of the teenage population smokes?
75%, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
You are listening to a special recording of stories produced by students at Rosemary Anderson High School. I'm Ice, and I am here with Nikki D.
Hi, I'm Nikki D. Thank you to Jaden, Anita, and the other students who contributed to this recording on youth smoking. Next, we'll turn to a quick interview of Poppy, a student at the North Campus, speaking about his favorite artist.
I wonder who his favorite artist is.
Start it. Zombie on the track. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole time.
How's it going? Nice to meet you today, sir. I'm here with some students. We're conducting an interview. Would you be willing to participate with us?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. What's your name?
Poppy.
Cool. All right. Nice to meet you, Poppy. Today we'll be talking about music. Who's your favorite artist?
It's a close one, but I have to go with Drake.
Drake?
The Sixth God.
Okay. That's great. Why would you say Drake is your? Why would Drake be your most inspirational rapper, and why? I mean, can you be a little more specific? Is it his beats, his voice? What is it that draws you to Drake?
He's like a triple threat, I feel like. He can sing, rap, act, produce,
anything. He can't write, obviously.
Is this your interview? He can write.
Okay, you know? So you like that he's well-versed in various areas.
Yes.
He's a talented young man. Okay, what is your favorite rap album of all time? The College Dropout or by Kanye or...
This concludes our interview, sir. Thank you. Because we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. You are listening to stories produced by Rosemary Anderson High School students. This is Poppy from the North Campus, talking about his favorite artist, Drake. I'm Nikki D.
And I'm Ice. Hey, Nikki D, what do you do to calm yourself down when you're irritated?
Man, I don't even know. What do you do?
Let's listen to Destiny. She asked Jerome and Haig their tips for what to do to calm down. Here's Destiny.
What do you do to keep your calm when people irritate you?
Oh, you know, I had to deal with that last night in my basketball game. A lot of the times, first of all, I think about my students. And I always think about what I would want them to do in situations. A lot of the time, I just end up having to walk away from it. That's like the main gist is, if you are like at that point of breaking, just walk away. I just walk away. Like, I literally would walk away from it. You could always walk away. I did it yesterday in the middle of a game. Almost argued with a guy over a call. He started talking loud. I said, you know what? Sub. And I just walked out and sat down because I don't want to give him a piece of my mind. You could always walk away, trust me. Depending on where it's good to know where you're at too, right? Like who you're talking with. If it's my dad, of course I'm not gonna walk away. I'll just sit there and take, you know, just my parents. But if it's like a stranger, a lot of the times I'll just.
And Aaron, you know you don't walk away all the time.
Not all the time. I try. At least I try. That's all I ask for, is just to try.
What do you do to keep your cool when people irritate you?
Oh, woo-sah, rub my ears and relax. And I think of a happy place. Yeah, I go for a walk if I get frustrated to calm down so I don't grab people by the throat and choke them.
Would you just walk away?
Yes, because I wouldn't want those charges. Because those charges will follow you for life. Assault charges.
That's the only question I got for right now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for interviewing me. It was a pleasure. See you again soon.
Thank you to Destiny for these valuable tips on how to keep your cool. I'm Nikki D, and you are listening to Recording of Stories produced by students at Rosemary Anderson High School.
I'm Ice. Next, we'll turn to Jesus and Diego, who interviewed folks at North Campus to find out their thoughts about Donald Trump's hate speech towards Mexicans and Muslims. Here it is.
Just growing up in the barrio was so hard. I asked God to help me find a job. Dear mom, stay strong, try to hold on. I know I'm wrong, but I've been struggling for too long. Time to get my hustle on.
How do you feel if you were a immigrant and you heard Donald Trump being prejudiced over Muslims and Latinos?
Well, you know, I am an immigrant, and I immigrated from Kenya, and I would feel like
Do you think he will be able to do all the things that he said he would do if he was to become president? Why or not?
Well, I think he would be able to do it. I mean, what people don't realize is that we're in a dangerous situation right now if Trump wins.
How would you feel if you were a immigrant and you heard Trump being prejudiced over Muslims and Latinos?
Well, I'm actually an immigrant, so I love that you're asking me this question. And I'm very upset when I hear this kind of words being used towards anybody. I think, unfortunately, Mr. Trump lives in a different world than we live in, and he is completely far away from reality. And it's really problematic because I think that he is kind of and making people hate each other instead of be welcoming, you know? I think that, as an immigrant, I've definitely have felt many times that, like an outsider, you know, like I don't belong. Yet I am an American citizen, you know, and I care about this place.
Do you think he will be able to do all the things that he said he would do if he becomes president? Why or not?
I do not think that he will be able to accomplish a lot of the things that he says. I think that he doesn't really understand how our government functions, and that a lot of the things he wants to do, he just doesn't have the power to do. Like, for example, he says he wants to make Mexico pay for the wall that will separate the border. I mean, you know, good luck to him, but I really don't think that this is something that he can do. But I think that also from a, you know, diplomatic point of view, it's really the worst idea he could ever have to put a wall up. I mean, anyways, I really don't think, you know, I mean, he's just a billionaire, you know, like, I mean, what is he going to accomplish? He's probably going to change some laws and make sure that all business people have a lot of money and keep making money, you know. But then for the common people like us, you know, who unfortunately don't make a lot of money, I think that he is going to do a lot of very damaging things for us. Because, you know, he's a business person. He's all about making money for himself, not making it comfortable for his workers.
How do you feel if you were an immigrant and you heard Trump being prejudiced over Muslims and Latinos?
You know, one word is Trump. If he gets elected, I'll kill him my dang self.
Do you think he will be able to do all the things that he said he will do if he becomes president? Why or why not?
Nah, because this country needs immigrants. Mexicans, blacks, we do all the work in this country. What do white people do? They're lazy. I'm not being racist. They're lazy.
How do you feel if you were an immigrant and you heard Trump being prejudiced over Muslims and Latinos?
Ooh. Straight up, when he said that we were rapists, drug dealers, I thought that was a very unprofessional thing for him to say. Second of all, that's a bunch of baloney. Majority of our people work. We're caring people. We provide for family. In fact, if there wasn't Latinos in this nation, you would see a big economic drop. We're talking crazy, crazy stuff happening. So that's how I feel about Trump's statements. So I'm very upset about it.
Do you think he will be able to do all the things that he said he would do if he becomes president? Why not?
Absolutely not. Why? Because he's really good at just saying what he wants to do, but he never has facts or evidence to back up his statements. Second, when you're a person that all you can do is really target groups and your point is to get votes out of racial fear from people, I don't think it's going to work. It never has and never will.
All right. Thank you.
That was Jesus and Diego from the North Campus bringing you their thoughts about Donald Trump's hate speech. I'm Nikki D.
And I'm Ice. Nikki D, do you plan to go to college when you graduate?
Yeah, I do.
Well, Sophina asked students throughout the New Columbia campus to find out who else is going to college and where they plan on going. Here's Sophina.
All right, Keenan, what grade are you in?
I'm a freshman.
And do you plan to go to college?
Yes.
Do you have any colleges in mind?
Yes. North Carolina.
Why do you want to go there?
Because their basketball program.
Is it really good?
Yeah.
Well,
it's not good, but I can make it better.
Oh, okay. I see. So you want to be like the all-star.
Be the all-star. All right,
all right. Hello, can you tell me your name?
Hello, my name's Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. What grade are you in?
I am in 12th grade.
And do you plan to go to college?
I do plan to go to college.
And what college do you plan to go to?
I think I'm probably going to go to PCC for my first 2 years, get all of my general study out of the way, because that's the cheaper way to go, and then I'll probably, like, transfer to SIUE. I mean, that's...
And what is SIUE?
SIUE, Southern Illinois University. It's a lot closer to my family, and I think I want to do something with aviation and engineering, so I think that's a good choice.
Oh, wow.
Pretty good school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope you can make it there.
Thank you.
Hello, can you tell me your name?
My name is Jim Bob.
Hi, Jim Bob. What grade are you in?
I'm doing my GED.
Okay. Do you plan to go to college after you get your GED?
I do.
Oh, what college do you plan to get to?
I got no idea, but I'm planning to go somewhere near here.
Oh, in Portland or?
Yeah, somewhere in Portland.
Any ideas or?
Of what I'm going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to school for automotive and auto tech.
Well, I hope you can make it there.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Sophina, for finding out what Keenan, Aubrey, and Jim Bob are planning on doing after they graduate. I'm Nikki D, and you are listening to recordings produced by Rosemary Anderson High School students.
And I'm Ice. Next, we go to Kavaria, who investigated what young men and women at North Campus think about women. Here's Kavaria.
Clean sauce. Pepper rain. I just need a girlfriend.
Okay, these questions are about women and how you feel about them. Do you feel that all women are hoes?
85%.
Why do you feel that way?
Bad experience.
Do you feel that women are equal to men?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What's the difference between a hoe and a woman?
A woman got valued and respect. A hoe does what the show wants.
What makes a woman a hoe?
Cheating. I guess. Cheating. I don't know. Or sleeping with everybody.
Yeah.
There you go.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. What is the difference between a hoe and a woman?
Hoe. I feel like a hoe is someone that talks to more than one person at a time. And a woman is someone that that's on their stuff, like has a job, work, and taking care of their children if they have any.
What makes a woman a hoe?
A hoe? Someone that's having, jumping from man to man, having
sex with.
Oh, I can say that on there? Yeah, having sex with more than one person.
What do you think about women and why?
I feel like women are like confident and like they're kind and nice and pretty and like they have respect and like.
So that's what a woman is.
Yeah.
Do you feel that all women are hoes?
No.
Okay, thank you. What do you think about women and why do you feel that way?
I can't say what do I think about women because to get to know a woman is only when you can think something about her.
How do you feel about majority of the women?
The majority of
women? No, because you already signed the paper.
The majority of women? I feel like the majority of women have morals and priorities, but the rest of them are just brainwashed and want to do what today's society asks them to.
Good answer. Do you feel that all women are hoes?
Hell no.
Why is that?
Because some women have standards and some women have things that they abide by that they want men to freaking meet, and they have goals that they want to meet and set themselves to certain standards.
Do you feel that women are equal to men?
They should be, but they not.
Why is that?
Oh, well, from what today's society tells us is because a man is physically stronger and he can physically do more, but I don't know. I guess we can physically do more than what a woman can.
Okay. So, do you feel that women are even weaker, even when they're giving birth to children?
Even when they're in their... Hell no, nigga, they just... Hell no, that's some strong guys. And it makes them more... It doesn't make them equal because they have the power to bring someone into, like, I don't know. It's weird and hard to explain.
They have the power to bring
what
into the world.
What makes a woman a hoe?
What makes a woman a hoe is the way that she decides to treat herself and do things out, when she's out and about.
Let me ask you another question. Why are women called hoes?
Ooh.
When men, just as many men, just as many men as men love women.
The reason women is called hoes is because, honestly, nowadays that's what the women, like, treat the, like, that's what they kind of set themselves to be, like.
Okay, so what does a man set himself out to be? All the time.
I don't know. I can't really answer that one. That's a, that's, okay. that's
what's the difference between a woman and a hoe?
A woman, takes care of her family, takes care of her business, take care of herself and the others that she love. A hoe just gets her money and does what she has to do to survive.
What do you think about women and why?
I think a woman is a very strong person, a very positive person, very mature person. I feel like a woman is somebody who can carry herself very strongly, and she knows what she's doing, and you know, she doesn't let anything get to her, and you know, she's, you know, very graceful, and she's very peaceful, and she's very powerful and knowledgeable. You know, a woman is a superwoman, you know, she's just not a woman, you know, she's an incredible thing.
Yeah, it takes a real woman to be a woman. That's how I feel, because women, they go through a lot more things than me.
And why do you feel that way?
Because I can, like, to relate to some of the problems, just being a teenager myself.
Okay. Do you feel that all women are hoes?
No.
No, because a hoe is not a woman.
Exactly. A hoe doesn't, they don't value themselves as a woman.
Exactly.
Should.
So, I mean, how I feel in this day and age, I don't feel like a hoe is necessarily somebody who has a lot of sex, or, you know, a hoe is somebody who carries themselves
as a hoe,
who mainly, who doesn't care about themselves. A hoe is somebody who loves to fight, loves to be in drama, loves to go, you know, pop, and loves to go, you know, of course, you know, the flirting, loves to go, you know, wear short things, you know, loves to, you know, just a nasty, you know, female. You know, there's a difference between a woman and a hoe. There's a large difference. I mean, there's a huge difference, you know? So.
Do you feel that women are equal to men?
I feel like women are superior. Because we go through so much more. And we experience other things that men will never experience. So, I feel like we're just superior to men. Like, for instance, childbirth. That's something a man will never, ever, ever in his life experience. He would never experience the, you know, going through 9 months and carrying a child and, you know, feeling the child kick and pushing a child out. He would never feel that. You know, there are just things that a woman goes through that a man would never, ever feel. So I feel like women are superior to men.
Do you feel that women are equal to men?
Yes, because women can do a lot of things men can do and more.
Okay. So these are questions about how you feel about women. Do you feel that women are equal to men?
I think that they should be equal to men, you know, like, I think that we should have the right to do the same thing, like, men, like, you know, how their wages, I think it's, like, a little bit higher than ours or something like that.
So you're talking about, like, physically?
I mean, like, physically, mentally, emotionally, you know, like, whatever. Like, women should be equal to men, however, I know we're not.
And why do you feel that way?
Because, like, we actually had to fight for our right to vote, and, like, some men, they just think that they're, like, better than, like, any female out there, like, you know?
What do you think about women?
I...
And why?
So, I feel like women are a big... They represent a big part in, like, the world, to be honest. Because without a woman, you, like, you wouldn't be able to do things, you feel me? Right. Like, for example, like...
Children.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that way, but yeah.
Do you feel that women are equal to men?
No. Why? I mean, guys aren't really looked down on, and, like, females, they really are sometimes.
What is the difference between a hoe and a woman?
Ooh, okay. So... I'm going to say a woman is someone who has self-respect and who doesn't put herself out like that. A woman, like, usually, like, you know, she knows how to, like, provide for herself and, like, you know, if she has kids, then for her kids also. A hoe would just party every weekend, leave her kids, and, like, or she wouldn't come to school, get drunk during the weekdays.
What makes a woman a hoe?
I think a woman is a hoe because she puts herself out in the wrong position. But honestly, I don't think like every woman's a hoe. I think girls have to go through things and they do things they don't want to do to be able to live. So I mean, I don't think, you know, that women should just be mistreated and called hoes because of how they choose to live their life.
Thank you.
Purple rain, purple. I just need my girlfriend. I just need my girlfriend. I just need purple rain, purple rain.
Wow. There was a lot of information in that piece produced by Quavaria, a student at the North Campus who wanted to find out people's thoughts about women equality. I'm Nikki D.
And I'm Ice. Our adventure together is almost over, but we have one more audio recording for you produced by Delphine, instructor of the production, and Jeff, social studies teacher at New Columbia, the one and only.
On a sunny spring morning in a radio class, we took a walk around the community and ended up in McCoy Park. There, the students broke off into two groups. One group hanging out in the picnic tables was interviewed by Jeff, while the other group of students, who sat by the swings, were interviewed by Delphine. They asked students to reflect on the New Columbia community, where the school is located.
The students shared their thoughts about what a healthy community looks and feels like for them and the role they can play as students in shaping their community. This piece starts with Delphine's conversation with the students by the swing.
This is Delphine, and I'm here with
Sophina,
Lamaya,
Eddie.
Do you guys live in this neighborhood?
My dad does.
What are your thoughts about New Columbia?
I don't think it's really a bad place to be.
Does it have that reputation?
Yeah. It really used to be bad back in the day. It's clearly better now. I don't think it's a bad place, but some people still do.
What is one of the thing that you find the most beautiful in this neighborhood?
Honestly, this park, because I love sitting in this park.
What's the park?
McCoy. The community garden, I think, is a really nice thing because kids can go to the garden in their neighborhood and work and actually get paid.
Lamaya, do you live in this neighborhood?
I used to, but I feel like New Columbia made a huge change, I guess, to the way it used to be. And I think it has a lot of great programs for, like, the kids. Like, in the summer, they would always, like, have these things at the park where they would feed the kids, and Boys and Girls Club is nearby, and also the rec. So I feel like it does a good job at keeping the little kids, you know, occupied. And I feel like that's very good because, you know, then it gives them less time to, you know, do other maybe not so good things. And I think that's just really cool.
You go to school in this neighborhood?
Yes.
And so you mentioned that there's things, you know, happening for the little ones. How about for teenagers or folks your age? Is there a lot going on?
Yes, I in a couple activities that I've gone like that I've gotten through living in New Columbia, like the Timbers. I went to the Boys and Girls Club, and they hooked me up with that. And also, I work for Friends of Trees in my school, which is in the neighborhood, provided me with that also. So it's been keeping me working and being able to use that time in a positive way and making money.
What is the thing you find the most beautiful about the neighborhood?
There's like a lot of trees and nice plants, and it just looks like nice. And yeah.
Cool. Thank you, Lamaya. Eddie, do you live in this neighborhood?
Kind of. I live close. I used to live here like probably 7 years ago. And what I really like about this community is that it's like so diverse. It's not just like white people or Mexicans. It's just like all around, everything you see, everywhere you turn, you see somebody from a different ethnicity and background.
And why is that important to you?
Because I don't know, I feel like more welcomed when I'm not like in a place that's just full of a certain race. And it just feels good to have people from different places around the area.
What do you want people outside of New Columbia to know about the neighborhood?
That it's not as bad as people say it is. I mean, sometimes it's bad, but it's the same everywhere else. It's a pretty nice place to be.
What are some of the things that you find important to be in a community or in a neighborhood where you live? So, you know, maybe this is your perfect community, maybe it's not. But when you think about a very nice place where you would like to live in the future or maybe raise your children, what are some of the things that should be included in that community? Eddie, do you have thoughts about that?
Oh, well, I would live anywhere just as long as the people are friendly and it's not like a really violent community or something like that.
So friendly people is important to you. People who say hello to you when you walk in the park. Yeah. I could see that. Lamaya, what are your thoughts about what makes a good neighborhood?
What makes a good neighborhood is, yes, friendly people, activities for all ages and stuff like that, and just a positive place to be, not too much. When I think about, I guess, a place where I'd want to raise my kids is... yeah, just things to do in a positive, healthy environment.
How about you, Safina? What's important features of a good neighborhood, a good community?
So the first thing I want to say, I thought about this when you were asking what's beautiful about here. So you always see the people that work here, they're always cutting the grass or raking something and all that. And they keep it really clean around here. Like, it's not dirty. And it's nice and upkept, so that's really cool. And what makes a good community? Probably just, like, I think the best thing is if people get along and there's not a lot of conflicts. And it's peaceful. I think peaceful is a big thing.
How do you think we build communities like that where we have conversations with each other, we know how to interact with each other, and we're friendly and kind?
I just think it takes people that have the capacity to decide, I'd rather be kind to someone than aggressive or mean.
So it starts with individuals making that decision?
Yes, I think so. Or maybe like the environment promoting that.
Yeah, having opportunities for people coming together in positive ways, exchanging in good ways. That's great. Lamaya, do you have any other thoughts?
Yeah, spreading good awareness. Having those get-togethers where we can just talk about how we can all together make our community better and just showing positive vibes and stuff like that.
Thank you so much for your time today. Well, enjoy the sunshine.
That was Delphine's conversation with Lamaya, Eddie, and Sophina. Here's Jeff's interview with Alex, Isadine, and myself.
Today we're going to be asking, what things or changes would you like to see happen in your community? What things would you like to see come in? What things would you like to see changed? If you want to see new stores or areas, or so if you can think of things that you might want for your community.
Well, I was thinking, like, I'm thinking about, like, when I was a younger kid, everyone would make fun of, like, other people's shoes and whatnot, you know, and it makes no sense. Like, when I hit, like, I don't know, probably like middle school, I realized that it didn't mean nothing. So kids should just be more nicer to each other, I guess.
Other thoughts on what you'd like to see?
And more jobs for kids.
Like what? What types of jobs would you like to see around here?
I mean, kids who want money, it doesn't really matter what they're doing, you know? They just want money, and it'll keep them out of trouble if they have a job at a young age. Like, they should give kids jobs at, like, 14, 13.
Any ideas of what kind of jobs you'd like to see come in over here?
You know, in the Ville, like, the Ville needs hella help, like, or, like, work in the gardens, or,
they already got those.
Maybe even clean up the school.
So you'd like to see at least some of the area cleaned up a little bit. So you mentioned cutting the grass, cleaning up the park, some of the school.
Yeah.
What else would you like to see? More lights, more stop signs, anything like that?
Oh yeah, we need lights on the court. We need that.
Lights on the basketball court?
Yeah.
There's no lights over there yet?
There's no lights.
More four-way stops, bro. People should be flying through right there. There should be no stops.
So lights at the basketball court, four-way stop signs.
Less cops.
Yeah, let's come with that.
What about businesses? There's not too many businesses in the area directly around
the
village.
We need another store.
There's a lot of illegal businesses around here, though.
You want another store?
Yeah, at least, like, down here or somewhere over here.
And they need one that, like, sells cigarettes and alcohol.
Cause, like,
right, they need one that has, like, cigarettes.
Like a plaid pantry?
Yes, or 7-Eleven.
Would that be cool, a little 7-Eleven around here?
Don't you think everybody would be posted up outside all day?
What, like city foods, like a city food market.
What type of food?
Well, taco truck.
Taco truck?
Asian food.
So you might be interested in seeing some food trucks up around here every now and then.
That'd be wet. They'll make hella money.
Do you think they would make money around here if you had a taco truck roll up?
Yeah, people be out here smoking a lot.
Restaurants, food trucks, maybe a grocery store. We heard some lights down at the basketball court.
And we need water fountains, too.
Water fountains? You guys like water fountains around here?
That'd be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bus stop or two?
So like a bubbler at one of the bus stops?
No, not a bubbler.
Not a bubbler? Regular water fountain?
Yeah.
What would you like to see not come to the Ville?
Gangs.
Ratchet.
You can't say gangs. You guys cannot say gangs because gangs are everywhere.
West
gangs. What we don't
want to
see?
Yeah, what don't you want to happen to your community?
You guys know, like, the first three things, like, gangs, drugs, and, like, guns, you know? But it's, like, that's everywhere. It surrounds the Ville, and it's in the Ville. So, can't really change it.
Any ideas on what you could do? Maybe not to stop it, but...
Make all drugs legal, period. There would be less arrests. There would probably...
There'll be more crime, though.
They could sell it over the counter.
Would you like to see more of your community come together? Maybe have events going on in your community?
I mean, we have them in the summer at this park, but, like, I just remember they were way better when I was little compared to now.
Well, how were they better when you were little?
Because I was little. I thought they were probably more fun. Nothing probably changed, you know? Like, remember those National Night Out?
What about
when you're little, they have, like, the rock climbing and everything. And when you're a teenager and you're just chilling, you just come here and eat and leave.
So how could the school help with that? Could we plan some community things out here? We would, you know, we'd cook, we'd show the community what we are, have games, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Would that be something kind of cool to do?
We need to start out getting games in our school, though. We don't have really no games, or we have games with no pieces.
Like board games, you mean?
Yeah, like Connect Four.
You don't play
chess. I want to play Connect Four low-key.
So how do we go about getting that kind of stuff?
Yeah, y'all could just get asked like Mr. Chapin, or even just somebody go out and buy some board games from the store.
Yeah, we could raise money, especially if we're going to do... Maybe we could have that, you know, event going on here to be a fundraiser for the school. Sell food, sell t-shirts, that'd be cool. Get the whole community involved. Any other ideas? All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you, Jeff and Delphine, for asking students their ideas about the neighborhood. I am Ice, student at Rosemary Anderson. Thank you so much for listening.
And I'm Nikki D. This is it for our special recording of stories produced by students at Rosemary Anderson High School, New Columbia Campus, and North Campus. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you tune in to KBOO Radio, FM station 90.7. That's 90.7.